Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Good evening. This is Deborah Parmley, the host of Book Lights, and tonight I'm pleased to have Christine Raymond with me live on the show. Christine Raymond didn't figure out what she wanted to be when she grew up until later in life. If you haven't guessed, it's being an author. She spent the last 2 years writing and learning how to navigate the publishing and promotional side of the business. 7 books have been released in the Hidden Spring series, and she is working on the 8th. When she's not writing, she enjoys spending time with her husband and furry family. She is the author of Here to Stay, Hearts on Fire, Abby's Heart, A Chance on Love, A Will of Her Own, Dancing in the Dark, Worth the Gamble, a contemporary novella called By Dawn's Early Light, and a nonfiction book titled Write Words, A Year in the Life of an Indie Author. Welcome, Christine. I'm so glad you could join me on the show tonight.
Thank you, Deborah. It's nice to be here.
Oh, we're going to have fun. I've got surprises in store, too. And tonight we're shining book lights on your book, Worth the Gamble, and I can't wait to hear about it. So let's start off with you telling us about Worth the Gamble.
Sure. Worth the Gamble is the 7th book in the Hidden Spring series. It's a fictional novel set in the historic town of Hidden Springs in Arizona Territory in the late 1800s. And it's about the story of Olivia, the local school teacher, and Dallas, her love interest, who is a traveling gambler. And they meet and they kind of butt heads the first time they meet. You know, he's the polar opposite of the values that she holds. But as the story develops, they fall in love and they're faced with some trials and work their way through them to a happy ending.
Oh, what fun. I can't wait to hear more about it. Now, can the books in your Hidden Spring series be read as standalone books, or should we start with book one and then go through in order?
They can be read as standalones. There are no cliffhangers, but I always recommend that the reader start at the beginning to get a better feel for the series. Each book is about the same characters. Each book has a different main character, but the secondary characters are the same throughout the story, so they kind of build on each other. So
okay,
I always recommend starting with... I always recommend starting with Here to Stay, which is the first book in the series.
Oh, yes. Very good. All right. Now, what kind of real-life research elements have gone into your book?
Well, I've always loved Westerns. I grew up watching TV shows like The Big Valley and The High Chaparral. And in my early 20s, I moved to Arizona and spent several years out there. So I got a feel for the history and the terrain and things of that nature. So that's what I try to bring to the stories.
Right. And what excites you the most about this book and series?
Well, I love the development of the characters, the camaraderie between the friends, and how these strangers come together in this town, and even though they're not blood related, they form a family. I just really like seeing that and seeing how that progresses throughout the stories.
Yes, you kind of get to know. It's like meeting a person that moved in next door. You meet the first person, and then you start to get to know the family a little bit, and then a few more people, and then pretty soon you feel like you've just known them all your life. That's the fun
That's
thing
right.
about a series.
It is. It
so
is.
Do you listen to music when you write? Is there a particular song you connect with this book or with this series?
I don't listen to music when I write. I need complete quiet. However, if I start to lose the feel of the historic aspect of the book, I put on the theme from The Magnificent Seven, and I let that play a few times, and that kind of pulled me right back into that era.
Oh, I love that. I'm kind of that way, too. There can't be words if I'm writing. There has to be just sound, you know, musical sound. No words,
yes.
Because it'll. But I'll set the tone, and then I'll dive in. So it sounds like you do that, too.
Yes.
Let's stop. I want to be sure that everyone has your website before we get too far along in the interview. And so if you can give us your website real quick.
Certainly. It's www.christineraymond.com, and that is Christine with a K.
Thank you, Christine. Christine, I met you first online as the organizer of an event called Pages in the Cave, and I'm so excited because it's coming up very soon. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person this weekend at the event. So can you tell your readers about Pages in the Cave?
Well, it is a multi-genre author event that's designed to bring authors and readers together. It gives the authors a chance to showcase their books, make them available for sale, talk a little bit about the processes they went through writing, and it gives readers the opportunity to meet their favorite authors, to learn about new ones, to maybe discover genres that they've never read before, and if they have any questions about writing, maybe some of them have thought about writing a book themselves, it's a good chance for them to ask questions and just find out more.
All right. It's going to be a good time. Let's be sure to give the website so readers can find out more about the event and where to purchase tickets.
Certainly. It's www.pagesinthecaves.weebly.com.
All right. And that's Weebly.
W-E-E-B-L.
Yes. All right.
That's correct.
And
yes.
A surprise for our listeners tonight. We have a little surprise we've been teasing you with. You can win one ticket for general admission to Pages in the Cave. And in order to win, all you have to do is leave a message on readersentertainment.com for Christine and me, along with your email address. And we'll be announcing the lucky winner on Thursday. And, of course, this will be spread across the Internet, so you'll see it there, too. So let's get back to talking about your book, Christine, because I know you're focused so much on this event and put a lot of work in, so let's spotlight you a little bit here and put the book light on you. What are you working on next? Do you have the other books planned for the Hidden Spring series?
I do. I'm currently working on the eighth and last book of Hidden Springs. It's called Law of Attraction, and it tells the story of two of the now grown-up children of the characters from the earlier books and tells their story. And after that is published, I plan to write the last two books in the Celebration series and release those by the end of the year also.
All right. We have time for you to tell us about the Celebration series, if you'd like to.
Well, certainly. It wasn't originally going to be a series. The book by Dawn's Early Light was part of a box set that was released called When Sparks Fly, and then it was released on its own, and readers enjoyed it so much that they asked me for more. They wanted more about the town, and so there will be two spin-off books, Reservations for Two and Under the Mistletoe.
Very good, very good. I'm going to jump back to Pages in the Cave in a minute, but I want to ask you a question, and I'm going to tie the two things together just for fun. Now, Pages in the Cave also has a VIP dinner. So first, a two-part question here. Tell us about that VIP dinner, what that is, and then tell us if you could pick one of your heroes to pop in and join us for dinner, which one would you pick?
Okay, well, to answer your first question, there after the event, there is going to be a dinner for the authors, and the readers who have purchased the VIP tickets are able to join us for dinner, so they can sit at the author tables and just have a nice, relaxed, friendly atmosphere to get to know us better.
And all right.
Yes. And as far as, you're stumping me on this one, a hero, huh?
Oh, I'm making you pick one. Well, I guess you could pick two if you have to.
Well, honestly, if my dad was still with us, then he would be my hero. He would be the one that I would want to come and join us. He passed away before I became an author, so he never got to see this part of my life. And I would, I really wish he was here so I could share it with him.
Yes, I wish that too. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the general admission ticket, which is the early part of the evening. What kind of sets the scene for us? What, if a brand new reader has walked in, what can they expect to see when they come in the door?
Okay, well, the general admission tickets are $5, and that gets you into the event. If you want to come in, the event, starts at 11 a.m. Central Time. And if they wanted to come in and visit with the authors, maybe purchase a few books, get them signed. If they wanted to leave and then come back an hour later, they can do that. That admission is good from 11 to 3 during the course of the event. There will also be several raffles available. We have a blanket that has several of the author's book covers on it, different baskets. Some are just baskets of books. We have a Kindle basket, which features a Kindle Paperwhite that we're raffling off. And all of the proceeds for the raffle get donated to the American Syringo Myelia and Chiari Alliance Project and Doyle Veterinary Center. And also 10% of ticket sales also are being donated to the American Syringo Myelia and Chiari Alliance Project.
So, listeners, if you can join us on Saturday, you're also contributing toward a very good cause.
Yes.
Christine, thank you for joining me here tonight on Book Lights. It's been so much fun chatting with you, and I'm looking forward to meeting you in person.
Thanks so much for having me, and yes, I can't wait to meet you either. And it has been a lot of fun. I'm really honored that you chose me to be a guest on your show tonight.
Oh, I'm so glad you had a good time. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. If you're near the Cave City, Kentucky area, and you can join us at Pages in the Cave this Saturday, we would love to see you there. Remember, you can sign up for a chance. And also remember to listen next Tuesday night for Book Lights, where we shine a light on good books.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.